I'm Bill Pollack, sports director of the Missouri Net, and I don't know, I must be, you know, have a headache or fever, or so this is my second podcast of the week, so this is great. But it's tournament time, NCAA tournament starting today. With me, Jonathan Shelby, our basketball expert here at the Missouri Net. As you
Well, I wouldn't say basketball expert. I just like tournament time.
Well, I call you the expert because you're running, and this is completely money-free, bragging rights. You're the reigning national champ here at the Missouri Net with your bracket. Aren't you not?
Yes.
You won last year, right?
I did win last year.
Yeah, you won last year. So you're running the pool, and I consider you the expert because you somehow managed to get everybody's bracket before you filled your own out, which is just, I tip my cap off to you because that's incredible.
Well, that way you can go through, see what everybody picked, and,
yeah,
and pick the best ones. And,
yeah.
Oh, man, that guy was crazy.
Yeah, I asked him, I said, who do you have picked? Well, I'm still figuring stuff out as I hand him my bracket. So if you don't win, it'll be a shock.
Oh, jeez.
Quite honestly. All right, before we get into the bracket, there's this talk. I don't even know if this is going to happen or this is just getting closer to happening. 96 teams in the NCAA field. Is that happening? If so, when? Or is this just a thing that, this is looks like what the NCAA is going to do?
Yeah, I don't know that it's going to happen. I mean, they've talked about it for several years. I mean, and it's usually coaches who don't get in that complain about, oh, well, we need to expand, you know, the field from, you know, the 65 teams that are available, you know, that get in now to the 96. I mean, Jim Boeheim a couple years ago, because Syracuse missed the tournament. Well, you know, I mean, we're better than, you know, the Murray State or Cornell. You know, we should have the opportunity to get in.
Yeah.
So you need
to
expand that. There are too many good teams now.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. What do you think of it? Would you like 96?
I don't like the 96. I think it waters it down. You know what? Win your games. Plain and simple. You win your games during the regular season, and you get your 10 conference wins. I mean, there's not like a great formula to getting in, but I mean, there you know what to do. Win your games, you'll get in. And
don't
complain.
Yeah, and you know, we've talked about this. I like the idea. Well, it certainly maybe takes away a little bit from the regular season, and it may take away from the conference tournaments if you have 96 teams. That could come into play. But what I like about the one thing I do like about the idea of 96 teams is that I'd rather see, because just from following St. Louis University, who's in the CBI, which I think is the College Basketball Invitational, and then you have the Missouri State Bears, who are in the it's some website, college postseason at the CTI tournament.
Right.
I'd rather see Missouri State be an 86th seed as opposed to a 6th seed in the CTI. I'd rather, because I enjoy the NCAA tournament so much and the country enjoys it so much, that I think another couple of games just kind of adds to it. And I know it's all about money, and I know the NCAA. But if I'm the NCAA, I look at this and say, wait a minute, I don't want the CTI and the CBI and the this and the that stealing potential money from us. And let's just make our tournament bigger. And I don't necessarily have a problem with that as much. I think it does diminish the regular season, though.
Yeah, I think it takes away from the meaningfulness of the. I mean, here's the deal, you know, for the first time I think since like somewhere in the '60s, you don't have UCLA, UConn, or North Carolina in the tournament. You know what? But they didn't play well enough. You know, and that's the thing is if you don't just win your games, it's that simple. Win your games, you get in.
Yeah,
you don't
win
your games, you're on the outside looking in.
Yeah.
You go to the NIT, deal with it.
Yeah, and you know, it's to your point with Boeheim and Syracuse not making it, like you said, win your games in the regular season because you know there's going to be just so many slots available because of the other smaller conferences that are going to get automatic bids. And that's their reward for working hard and winning their conference. They get to go into the tournament and get their heads beat in by Kansas and Kentucky, but that's still their right, and they deserve it. So
yeah.
All right, so we'll see what happens there. All right, this term, I was looking at my bracket, and I'm never really very good at these. The one year I had 15 of the final 16 teams, and I won my term. And I've never, and that was in college. I've never come close to doing that. This is one of those where after I filled out my bracket, I looked at it, I was like, really? That's who I have going to the Final Four?
Right. Yeah, I hear you. I kind of did the same thing because this tournament's a little weird with the way that, I don't know, it's just looking at the bracket. You know, first of all, KU, they're the overall number one seed, but at the same time, they also got put in the most difficult region because Ohio State could be, you know, a potential Final Four team. I mean, they've got, you know, the player of the year, Evan Turner. I mean, he leads his team in points, rebounds, and assists. But
Georgetown,
another one. Big East team, strong. You know, Tennessee beat both Kansas and Kentucky this year. You know, I mean, I don't know that Tennessee, how far they could go. I mean, they've had a lot of, you know, internal problems as a team, you know, starting at the beginning of the season. But they still beat KU and Kansas.
Right, yeah, absolutely. They can pull out big games in Maryland. I think Maryland is scary, too. So.
Yeah. I mean, they've got good guard play.
Who do you like coming out of that region, though, the Midwest, for the Final Four?
I like KU to win the region, but I think they're going to struggle. I don't know. I have a hard time seeing them not struggling with Georgetown.
Yeah.
If they get to play a Georgetown or Ohio State, I think that Georgetown's a physical team, and they've got Greg Monroe. He's their center. He's a 6'10 guy that runs the floor very well. I mean, passes extremely well, and he's a beast to deal with. And Cole Aldrich, you know, I mean, he's a good player too. I mean, he's rebounds well, and, you know, I mean, he's a big body banger. But the thing is Monroe can move up and down the court. I mean, Kansas is a team built on speed, but Georgetown will kind of grind them out in their half court sets too.
You're right.
You know, so I mean, if they play each other in the Elite Eight, it's going to be an interesting matchup just from the two styles of basketball that those two teams play.
So you're going with Kansas, but you wouldn't be surprised if Georgetown snuck in there.
I could see Georgetown sneaking
in. All right. Now over into the West, I think this is actually a pretty competitive bracket because I think you have Syracuse, Pitt, and K-State. I think all of those could be potential Final Four teams. Who do you like in the West?
I like Syracuse. Thing about Syracuse, I'm kind of a Big East homer, I guess. I mean, because they're one of the best conferences. You know, you could argue between them and the Big 12 this year, but a lot of times because the Big East is so deep, and these teams really beat up on each other. I mean, you're playing, you know, Syracuse, Georgetown, you know, in better years, Connecticut, Villanova, West Virginia, you know, I mean, so they play a grueling regular season schedule in general, you know, and so it kind of helps them, you know, through the tournament. Plus, the thing about Syracuse is they play the 2-3 zone better than anyone else. I mean, they're long and athletic, and they help each other out on that 2-3 so well, and it's tough to defend or tough to, you know, move the ball around the way you want it to get into the open spots on the floor because they are long and they are athletic. I don't know. I mean, they're a tough matchup because nobody's used to that 2-3 throughout the entire game.
All right, so we have for you KU and Syracuse. I like KU and Pitt. I think Pitt's going to make a strong run in this tournament. All right, now we go over to the South. Well, that's all right. We'll see what happens. All right, we'll go over to the South. This one is. I don't know. I've had trouble with this one because I go through my bracket. I see Purdue getting past Duke and Louisville. I mean, I really like what Matt Painter has done with that Purdue Boilermaker program.
I like what they've done, but the past few games they've kind of slipped off, and then their best player is out for the season with an injury.
So that's going to hurt them.
I think that's going to hurt them. Not having Hummel in there to, he's one of those, you know, Evan Turner, John Wall. He runs that team. I mean, the offense, you know, moves through him. You know, I mean, he puts a lot of points on the board. He brings a lot of energy to the team. And I think when you lose a player like that, you know, it kind of takes away from, you know, what you can do in the tournament. Now, I don't know how much that'll take away. I don't remember a few years ago when Kenyon Martin played at Cincinnati. I mean, they were all but pegged to win the championship. Well, they go into their conference tournament, and he breaks his leg. They lost the first or second round.
Are you thinking that Siena, who I believe has the second longest home court winning streak behind KU as a number 13, do you think they could upset Purdue at number 4?
I've got Siena upsetting Purdue. I think they will.
Interesting. All right, over to the East. Of course, that's where the Missouri Tigers are on Friday. They're the 10th seed. They take on the 7th seed Clemson Tigers. Let's talk about them first. How far does Mizzou get?
I've got them beating Clemson and then losing to West Virginia in the second round.
All right.
But actually, as I thought about it last night, I was a little bit torn. Because the thing about Mizzou is, you know, yeah, we've had some inconsistencies. But if you look at it, we could make a little bit of a run. I mean, we can give teams fits. You know, West Virginia, if we get past Clemson, West Virginia is not used to that press.
You're right.
You know,
right.
That we're going to be able to apply.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, West Virginia, they've also won their last three games, you know, in the Big East tournament, you know, in the final seconds. You know, I mean, if we can keep it close and keep the ball out of Deshaun Butler's hands, you know, I mean, we can do some damage with them. You know, and if you're pressing them and moving them, and, I mean, West Virginia hasn't shot all that well, really. And if you disrupt them, you know, even further, like a defense like ours does, Mizzou could definitely take them.
Yeah.
You know, so I struggled a little bit.
Well, you know what? If they could, like you said, if they get hot, they could beat West Virginia. Then you've got Marquette, maybe New Mexico. I mean, that's a very winnable game. I mean, this team could shock a lot of people and go to the Elite Eight. But I don't know, with Justin Safford injured and Lawrence Bowers banged up, I don't think they've got the inside strength to get them through it. So they're going to trip up somewhere along the way.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? We got to go back. Who did you pick for the South? Final Four in the South.
I actually picked Villanova.
Villanova. Okay, that's
Villanova.
Who I have. All right, so you have KU, Syracuse, Villanova. Mm-hmm. All right, does anyone beat Kentucky? You have been on John Wall's bandwagon since the very first game of the season. Does Kentucky just blow through this regional and get to the Final Four?
Well,
or does somebody stop them?
I don't think they blow through. I mean, I think they're going to struggle a little bit. I mean, they're a young team. I mean, you're starting at least three freshmen in Cousins, Wall, and Bledsoe. You know, Patrick Patterson, he didn't really get too much tournament experience. I mean, they didn't even make it last year. But when they played, DeMarcus Cousins, he'll find a way to get rebounds. And John Wall, I mean, most of these games, he's going to be the best player on the floor.
Right.
You know, I mean, he's that type of player. I mean, he's got a lot more potential. He's got a long way to go. But he's just that Derrick Rose, Tyreek Evans type of player, you know, that Calipari's had in the past. And if you look at how they've done in the tournament, you know, Evans, how he played, you know, even though we beat Memphis last year, he turned into a layup drill for himself.
Yeah.
You know, we couldn't stop him. Derrick Rose taking, you know, his team to the championship game. And really, I mean, they could have won that game against Kansas, but he did that as a freshman. So I think John Wall has the same type of ability to, you know, to lead his team that they're used
You're
to.
Sold on the Boeheim zone, aren't you?
It works.
It does work. You're right.
That's pretty
it does
good.
Work. It does work.
You
and know, he's got the talent. He
right.
does have the talent.
The problem with them, you know, I mean, their big guy is injured. Onaku or can't think how to pronounce it. But, I mean, he's a very solid rebounder. And, you know, it's going to be tough. You know, when you've got Cole, you know, you got to go against Cole Aldrich.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
He's a great rebounder. I mean, there's nothing you can take away from him.
But you're picking Syracuse.
I'm picking Syracuse.
All right. So you have Syracuse and
Kentucky.
You have John Calipari taking that team to the finals.
I do.
I cannot buy into Calipari. All right. But go ahead. Who wins? Who wins the national championship?
I've got Syracuse marked down.
You jumped on their bandwagon as soon as they went to number one, and I told you, you got to stay away from them. No doubt. KU and I think Villanova.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think it's going to be KU Villanova.
KU on paper, I mean,
they have to.
They're so good, it's disturbing.
Right. I mean
they just play well as a team, and they've got Xavier Henry's a freshman, but he's gelled so well and played so well. I mean, he had three or four games skid that he didn't play all that well, but I mean, he's come together with that team. That team's running on all cylinders. They're going to be tough to beat.
I went with a very conservative approach. I went with a lot of favorites. Little minor upsets here and there, but I just went with favorites through the board, and we'll see what happens. The one thing that does scare me is Pitt. I have them going pretty far, and I have Kentucky losing to West Virginia. So
I could see that. Pitt, I don't see.
No.
Lost too many players last year, only one returning player, and last year is the only time. I mean, I've been a Pitt fan for a while. I like Jamie Dixon. You know, I like their style of play, and I've picked them to, you know, go to the Elite Eight and the Final Four in a few years past, and they've always found a way to lose. And last year I said no more, so I put Villanova in the Final Four. Now it took a last second effort by Scotty Reynolds of Villanova to win that game, but you know, I'm not taking Pitt. I can't
came
trust them.
Came through for you. All right, that's good. Hey, great insight, by the way. Really good.
Hopefully it'll pan out on my bracket.
Well, sure. Well, after you looked at 12 different brackets, I mean, you really broke this down pretty well.
Well, you guys did a great job.
Yeah, you liked it, huh? Jonathan Shelby here at the Missouri Net, our college basketball expert. We'll try to get you maybe as we get to the Elite Eight.
Okay.
Maybe we'll do this one more time. We'll kind of break things down, kind of see where our brackets are.
Yeah.
I think that'd be
Let's
good to
it.
Kind of see where we're at.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks a lot. That's our Press Box podcast. I'm Bill Pollack for MissouriNet.com.